Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
We've got our take cannons loaded and ready. Absolutely dominant on deep routes. Absolutely dominant on short routes.
The boys are back, baby.
Excellent separation against man coverage.
This is Reception, Reception, the show.
Yo, what's cracking, everybody? James Coe, Matt Harmon here with you. You're listening to Reception, Perception, the show. Matt, how are you doing today on this beautiful, well, I guess when everyone hears it, it's going to be a beautiful Thursday, but it's a beautiful Wednesday as we record right now.
Doing great, man. Very busy here doing some personal business on the East Coast, but still locked in on all locked things in. NFL. I know we're going to talk about Christian Watson here in a little bit. Hoping to add him to the rookie report here, which is on the website, of course, receptionperception.com. If you're listening to this podcast and you're not signed up for the website, what is wrong with you? He'll be featured right in the rookie report. I'm hoping by end of day Thursday. So when you're listening to this, hopefully before Thursday Night Football, I will be able to get that up there. And also updating the dynasty rankings on the site this week. I know trade deadlines are coming up here, so I'll be pushing a new update again, probably by the time people are listening to this. It will already be up there.
There you go. All right, talk to us. Let's just get right into it, man. We will hit on the KC receivers. We're going to hit on interesting developments there in the Bay Area with Debo and Brandon Ayuk. And then if we have time, we'll talk about the Cardinals with potentially Marquise Brown coming back very, very soon. How will that impact the pass catchers for Arizona? But let's start in Green Bay. And again, maybe by the time you listen to this, it'll be old, but who knows? Who cares? But what's your initial takeaway from his big blow-up game that we just saw in week number 10.
Look, if you're listening to this after Thursday Night Football, it's still going to be important for you to hear this type of stuff, right? Like, because he's a long-term player here. And it's really interesting, James. I decided to, because I hadn't charted any Christian Watson yet, because he had only really played like a small handful of games. So I didn't include him in the initial release of the rookie report, but I was like, okay, that game against the Cowboys, I mean, he had 100 plus yards in that game. He had 88 yards total heading into that game, had not scored any touchdowns. He scored 3 touchdowns against the Dallas Cowboys. And so what I decided to do was to chart his week 1 game, and then, which was the other game that he had played the most snaps in. So it's like, again, that's the gap that we had gotten here for Christian Watson. Like, this is a guy who's struggled with a lot of injuries. I'm getting ahead of myself here, but we'll come back to that point. So then I started the week 1 game, then his most recent game against the Cowboys. But like, yeah, what I think people forget is that this is a guy who has suffered a lot of injuries already in the NFL, like, and just missed a lot of time. Like, he was injured in training camp, right? Like, he was injured in mini camps for part. It's like, so he's just, I think he's still a very, very raw player is my takeaway. Watching him, I think he can really only do a couple of things really well right now, which is run go routes. We saw that 71.4% success rate on 9 routes, 31.8% of his routes in those 2 games. And like I said, I'll have the full sample up for people on the website, again, by Thursday Night Football for sure. 31.8% go routes in those 2 games there. Like I said, 71% success rate, 13.6% slant route rate, like, but at 83.3% success rate. That, like, His ability on deep routes, his ability on crossing routes, really nice. Everything else, it's not there yet. I mean, it's okay. Just not. The hands are definitely still inconsistent. The technique is still really inconsistent. But, I mean, that actually, I think that fits my player comparison for him pre-draft, which you can find on the rookie, mini sample roundup I did on these guys on the website. Okay. Martavis Bryant. It was my player comparison, and I kind of feel like that fits really well. Like he's a freaky guy, Christian Watson. I mean, he just moves differently when he's running a straight line. Again, either on those crossing routes, on those go routes. So do Martavis Bryant. But as good as Martavis Bryant was, and shout out to Martavis Bryant, by the way, he was drafted to the XFL this week. So he's okay. back in our lives. Of course, the Vegas team took him with their first-round pick. Of course.
Perfect. There you go.
But, that was Martavis Bryant, as good as he was still a very technically raw player and never really got into that, like, consistent number one wide receiver level. Obviously, a lot of stuff off the field, but because of those inconsistencies. So I feel like that's kind of a good comparison for Christian Watson right now.
Well, it's when I look at Christian Watson, and of course you look at the size and the speed. I mean, this guy is huge. He really is. Other than the fact that I don't think he can catch that well, which is not ideal. But 6'4", ran a sub 4.440. So obviously the guy can absolutely fly. And given his size and speed, that's really what vaulted him up these, the draft boards. He was a high second round pick. And you thought, okay, right there, you're thinking, hey, man, Green Bay's making an aggressive move to go get this wide receiver. Unfortunately, it's an aggressive move for a developing player, which is, I don't know. I mean, listen, you want to get the best guy that you can get, and I get it, this guy could develop into an absolute stud because of the athletic traits, but he's a developing player. This is a team that during draft time had championship a championship window, right? Like they needed help immediately. So I can't help but look at Christian Watson and say, man, this unfortunately as we sit here in 2022, is a lesser version of a Marquez Valdes-Scantling, right? Somebody that's going to run deep downfield, try to take the lid off the top, and it's got really shaky hands too. All of it all fits that MBS profile. Matt, I'll ask you, Christian Watson, looking at his numbers in the small sample that you saw versus MVS, what you charted last year, are these comparisons, are they accurate?
I think he's a lot better than MVS. It certainly has like a much higher ceiling. I get your point. But I get your point about like the vertical stuff. And it was hard not to think that, I forgot it. The first play of the Packers entire season was a go route that, by the way, Christian Watson, I mean, he just took old man Patrick Peterson, who's having a really good season, but he took him to the woodshed.
I know.
Ran right past him and then dropped it, and that was like, that was the way the Packers season started. And it was like a foreshadowing of things to come for this Packers season.
Such a tone setter, wasn't it?
Yeah. And of course, Rodgers is like pissed off right away. Dude, could you imagine playing with Aaron Rodgers? Like it would just, and I know he's Aaron Rodgers, like, so he gets away with it. Like it's always funny that like, I would say the two worst quarterbacks in terms of body language are Aaron Rodgers and Kyler Murray, but it's like one of them is Aaron Rodgers and one of them is Kyler Murray. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Like one of these guys has a few more skins on the walls. Right. But anyways, I'm getting distracted here. But the point here is like, I think Christian Watson shows more potential to be he has a higher success rate versus man, higher success rate versus zone than Marquez Valdes-Scantling did in his full RP sample last year. Like, I think he's got more ability to get open, especially on those crossing routes. Like, yeah, Marquez Valdes-Scantling could run go routes and corner routes and vertical stuff. Didn't have any drops last year, MBS, but there is that. But yeah, I think that, that's similar for the Christian Watson thing, but I think he's got more potential to be like a crossing route player, which does get me kind of excited, at least for fantasy this year, because like, I can have all these questions about him as a player, but like he's going to get the opportunity to be an every down outside receiver and he can hold that opportunity. Like he will probably be volatile, but he will have these big, big weeks. Again, hopefully you're not listening to this after Thursday Night Football, but like, the Titans have certainly gotten burned on some vertical passing plays. Like I could see Christian Watson having a big Thursday night game, but he definitely has more development to do. What I am one more thing I'm encouraged by is, like, you know, the Packers have kind of, and I don't know what they do when and if Romeo Doubs gets back this season, but, like, they've kind of alternated Romeo Doubs between X and flanker, and they've done the same thing with Christian Watson. Like, and I think he's really interesting as, like, a pre-snap motion type guy, not necessarily just as a full-time X receiver. So that would be fascinating to see where those two guys kind of file in together, because I guess they're the future at this receiver core.
Yeah, they have to be. And honestly, as in terms of developing players, that's not a bad core. It's just a weird time to have developing players for a team, you know, for a team that's, you know, trying to, their championship window is pretty much done. So it's a weird time to have developing players. But I agree with you that having these two guys, it's a nice actually developing core of pass catchers. All right, so MVS last two
things on this, just by the way.
Yeah.
It's just funny that you say like, they plan to go with developmental guys. Their one veteran guy was like Sammy Watkins, who's been just terrible this year. And like, I keep getting annoyed at like, oh, you know, the Packers have had injuries. Like these guys, like Chris Collinsworth kept hammering that point when like in the 2-minute drill against the Bills, like, dude, they've got Sammy Watkins on the field. They've got Romeo Doubs on the field. I know they were missing Lazard and Cobb in that game, but it's like, that was their plan at outside receiver was Sammy Watkins and Romeo Doubs and Christian. The plan, and it was just a bad plan. And also one last shout out to you, James. Did you see Amari Rodgers got cut? Remember when you like
blasted
them for taking Amari Rodgers in the third round. And it's pretty hard to have a worse start to your career than Amari Rodgers did. Like, fumbles like every time he catches the ball, fumbles, blows it on special teams, just gets obliterated as a run blocker. Tough scene.
I mean, the bottom line was he was not a good athlete, right? And from what we saw from his college tape too, I'm like, he's not just not a special athlete. It's like, I was just struggling to figure out what he does well. You know, you took this guy in the third round. And it's like, if you had just like ponied up just a little bit more and just had the stones to take Elijah Moore, just do that. You know?
How about you just take Amon-Ra St. Brown in the third round, who was like an objectively better prospect?
Amon-Ra went in the fourth round, didn't he? He went a full round later. Oh my God. That is unbelievable. Okay. So yeah, two developing, pretty good, you know, younger players in Romeo Doubs, I keep on calling MVS, not MVS, Christian Watson there in Green Bay, not fair to Christian Watson. The point that I was making was that where they are at in their respective careers, right in this moment. I'm not talking about in the future, because obviously Watson's got a much brighter future than MVS. I'm just saying, having a veteran wide receiver in MVS, I don't know, may have been a little bit better for this Green Bay team than a developing Watson. But anyways, whatever. We shall see, because you know what? I tell you what, again, when you're listening to this, you know, maybe you listen to it after the Tennessee game, and Watson's got an awesome chance to post another great game against Tennessee. Again, no Romeo Doubs. He's going to have all the opportunity in the world to shine against the Tennessee defense that is pretty banged up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.